She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Did you hear that Drake got booed off the stage Sunday after appearing as a surprise guest at Tyler, the Creator's Can't Flog Gnaw Carnival at Dodger Stadium in L.A.? Yeah, Drake got booed off of the stage. So Tyler hadn't announced a headliner ahead of time, okay? So fans thought it was going to be Frank Ocean. So when Drake appeared instead, the audience was really upset. People were yelling, "We want Frank," with Drake sitting there on stage. And so Drake said, "You know, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I'll keep going. What song do you want to hear?" So, like, Drake's trying to appeal to the audience because people are yelling, "We want Frank," and they're booing him, okay? So then, before he left the stage, he said, "It's been love. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you all for having me." And he performed 9 songs total. So he was headlining the festival and only performed 9 songs. The reason why is he did not feel comfortable staying on stage anymore. And then, when he left the stage, people were really upset about the fact that Drake was ending the show. They still thought that Frank Ocean was going to be on stage. So they were upset about that. And then some folks were like on Twitter bashing the people that were booing because they're saying, "Because of you, Drake ended his show early." You can check out the full story, hot937.com. So in comes Tyler, the Creator, the person that put this thing together, right? And so he was really upset and went on Twitter today and wrote in all capital letters, "Mostly everyone was having a great time." He basically addressed the haters and said, "You're being mad. Rude," and you can check out everything else he had to say, hot937.com. But I can't imagine Drake, of all people, being booed at a festival. That is nuts. All right, so Alicia Keys thinks people need to stop labeling and just allow people to be who they want to be. She actually called for less labels and more expressions. She put out a nearly 3-minute Instagram rant over the weekend, and she explained how her 4-year-old son Genesis was at the nail salon with her, and he was excited about his rainbow manicure. So he asked for a rainbow manicure, and the nail artist painted each nail a different color, okay, fulfilling her son's request. Then after his nails were done, he looked at her and said, "Mommy, I don't want this on my nails." And she said, "Why? You were so sure you're good." And he said, "People are not going to like it." So then in this video, she expresses frustration over her young son fearing judgment for his nail polish. She said, "Can you believe this? He's 4 and he already understands the concept that someone is going to judge him because he chose rainbow color on his nails." And so I guess she said to him, "Who cares what anybody else says?" So she said, "It just got me thinking how completely judged we are all the time." She said that she feels there are masculine and feminine energies inside all of us, and that gets concerning that people can't explore those energies. She said she was super frustrated with the situation, and you can check out that full video right now, hot937.com.